For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and injustice of those who, by their injustice, suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them ever since the creation of the world. God's eternal power and divine nature, invisible though they are, have been seen and understood through the things God has made. So they are without excuse, for though they knew God, they did not honor him as God, or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their senseless hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling a mortal human, or birds, or four-footed animals, or reptiles. Therefore God gave them over in the desires of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to dishonorable passions. Their females exchanged natural intercourse for unnatural, and in the same way also, the males, giving up natural intercourse with females, were consumed with their passionate desires for one another. Males committed shameless acts with males, and received in their own persons the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them over to an unfit mind, and to do things that should not be done. They were filled with every kind of injustice, evil, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, craftiness. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, rebellious toward parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. They know God's decree, that those who practice such things deserve to die, yet they not only do them, but even applaud others who practice them.